Hello, my name is Joanna Hignett and I'm talking today about the topic of food labelling, how food labels help people make the right choices. A lot of people today buy convenience foods, that's just by virtue of the lifestyles we lead. We're very busy. Between a third and a half of mums are actually buying convenience foods because they work part-time or they work full-time and they need to buy these kind of foods to help them save time in the kitchen when they get home. The kinds of foods people are buying that they think of as convenience foods are ready meals, breakfast cereals, lunchbox items, meat and dairy products, all sorts of things like that. And the very important aspect of these foods is that they all carry a label, and the label on the food is a tool by which companies communicate information to mums and to health professionals about food products and the contents of the foods that are in those products. On the label today, you'll see the names of products, you'll see a weight, you'll see a descriptor, so it'll say exactly what that is, whether it's a cappuccino product or a cheese or something like that. You'll see a list of ingredients, and that's very important for people who've got allergies. They're able to look at those lists of ingredients and decide whether that food is suitable for their particular diet. Much more now, we're seeing nutrition information on packs, and that's a very key element of what I'm talking about today, the role of that nutrition information and how people use it and interpret it. At the moment, on most products, nutrition information is a voluntary provision on the label, but that's likely to change in the fairly near future as the legislation changes. We know there's some work going on so that more companies will put nutrition information on products. When you see nutrition information on a product, you'll see it very often declared per 100 grams, and that's because that's what you have to put on legally. The optional bit on top of that then is the per serve information, but for most of us the per serve information is probably the most useful because that's what we're actually eating, and so you might look at that per half a pizza or per chocolate bar or something and know how many calories, how much fat, etc. is in that product. In addition to that kind of nutrition information that we see, in recent years we've seen a development of what we call front of pack nutrition information. That's really a technical term for the information you see colour-coded on the front on some products, or in a line showing the percent of the guideline daily amount in a product. So there's those two ways of expressing that information in a more user-friendly format, and the intention is that this is an at-a-glance piece of nutrition information, so you can pick your product up in the supermarket, have a little glance at it and get a general idea of the level of nutrients, of key nutrients in that product. So we see declared energy, saturated fat, sugars and salt. The two schemes are working side by side at the moment, and obviously that's probably not the best way. It would be more sensible to have one scheme, and the Food Standards Agency have done a great deal of detailed research in this area and have recommended that a combination of the two schemes we see today, so that's the traffic light scheme that you see on many products and also the GDA scheme that you see on other schemes, on other products, that's the way forward. So as we go forward, what we'll probably see is some of these changing to include colour-coded guideline daily amounts on products. The guideline daily amounts have been developed by a group of experts who worked with the food industry and who recommended average intakes of these nutrients, so that's energy, saturated fat, sugars, and total fat, for adults and for children in an age group of 5 to 10. And this is the kind of information that you'll actually see on these products. You'll see a GDA for adults or a GDA for children. And so that just helps people look at a product and see how much of their recommended daily amount that product has. So it might say it's got 10% of energy in it. If that's for a ready meal, that's quite low. If it's for a chocolate bar, that's a reasonably energy-dense snack that you might have as a treat every now and then. In addition to nutrition information on products, of course, there's a whole host of other reasons why we choose the foods we do. And that might be because of the price or the availability of the food when you actually go and do your shopping. The brand might drive you towards it. Importantly for many people, and particularly I think for children, it's what the family will eat. And I have seen some research published recently that most people actually have a repertoire of around about 9 different meals that they're actually preparing caring for their families. And we know that many children are fussy eaters, and to actually encourage them to eat different foods can sometimes be a challenge. But I think that's an interesting step to think about, trying to broaden that repertoire of menus and things that children eat, to stick to the family favourites, but also to try some new and novel foods to take you beyond that. And nutrition information can help you choose those foods to make up a healthy, balanced diet. We see other aspects, other judgments people make, like locally sourced, fair trade, organic, and things like that. And that's people's personal tips, personal requirements. I think just to finish up here, some top tips really to help people choose a healthy, balanced diet. Nutrition information on PAX is there to help people. Some of it can be quite confusing if you don't really understand the whole detail behind it. But trying to steer people towards the information on the front of pack, where we see the traffic light information or the GDAs, to look for products that have a mixture of traffic lights, so not completely red, but a mixture of red, green and amber, to help them make healthier choices. They can use that to compare two products as well. To look at the GDAs and understand what proportion of a product is that portion is actually contributing to the overall diet. And to compare products, so if you're looking at a cheese or something like that, you can use the nutrition information to choose one that has a lower level of fat and saturated fat, or a lower level of salt, for instance. So the information on the label is there to help people and to help them choose a healthy, balanced diet and compare between different products. Thank you.